Today's daf is Shabbos daf Tzadi. Shabbos daf Tzadi, and we are on Peitas Amid Beis, a little bit before the Mishnah, a couple of lines. We are up to the last blot in Perek Amar Rebbe Akiva, which, as you remember, touched on many different issues relating to ideas, not even halachas, but mostly halachas that are merumas, that are hinted to in various psukim, and this whole parak is here either because one of the halachas has to do with Shabbos, Barchis and Esamila, or because it connected to the pasuk that was quoted at the end of the previous parak, at the end of Hamotzi Yayin, when we quoted the pasuk about Tishrei Kedod, and we also quoted Tizrim Kamodava at the beginning of the parak. Okay, various reasons why this parak is here. But yesterday we got into the fascinating story of Yitzchak Avinu and the other Avos, when sometime in the future, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will go over to all the Avos and say, plead for your nation, plead for your children. And Avram and Yaakov will not have any answers. They'll say, no, Yimachu HaKadusha Shemecha. There's nothing to talk about. They deserve to be punished. You have to mida keneged mida. And only Yitzchak Avinu will stand up and be able to defend Klal Yisrael by doing the math and by knocking out little by little, knocking out 20 and then knocking out 25 and then knocking out 12 and a half all the way until he whittles it down to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's only a little bit, and if you can't even handle that little bit, I did the Akedah. So, you know, I'm covering it. Question is, why exactly Yitzchak Avinu, why was he the one that was able to overpower? This Gemara is only about the Avos. We know there are other Chazals about the Imahos, how Rachel Imenu was the only one. We have a Kina about that too, that everybody can't say anything except Rachel Imenu, Rachel Mavakal Baneha. She says, I gave over my husband, Vachulu. So what exactly is the message of Yitzchak Avinu? So we mentioned recently in a drasha, I think, the thought of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, where Rabbi Yaakov writes in Parshas Toldos, dealing with the issue of Titein Emes LeYaakov Chesed LeAvraham. Yaakov Avinu, he is the ultimate Emes representative. Emes LeYaakov. And yet, as we read through Parshas Toldos, as we know, famous issues, it doesn't seem like so emistic with Esav and how he has to deal with Lavan. So why exactly is that the story of Yaakov Avinu? And says Reb Yaakov, this is El Shaddai Yesh Lahavin, Madua be'emes Sivsar Rivka es Yaakov l'shaker, uveprat lefi ma'ashikatsa v'ashisham, v'umechazal shafi dibur asasa, v'chilo ha'isa efshar zacheres l'fnei ha'makom, l'galgelot ha'brachas l'Yaakov b'li she'itztarech l'shaker. There's no other way that Yaakov could have gotten the brachas without going through this subterfuge, with going through the issues behind the scenes and putting on, even according to Chazal, ani kama Esav b'charecha and v'chulu, but still, there's something there. Something there. It's not pure yashrus. U'bimyuchad kashas elohavin achar sheyadanu sheyakov u'amura emes ba'olam kidechsiv titin emes liyakov v'kol kach izrachig Yaakov me'ashekher ach b'maisa dina hutzuchu lasok itam b'mir molo dibir itam Yaakov el hishar es'ezeh gamashi shechem l'banav. Says, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have it done this way? Says Reb Yaakov about Yaakov. Amnam nireh Shekemo Shera'inu Eitzel Avram Avinu. What was Avram Avinu's ultimate test? Even though he had 10, his ultimate one was the Akedah, according to all Shitos. Shehutzer Chasher Bisparach Lenasosu Beser Nisyonos Ad She'ala V'Nis'ala L'Madrigasu Aromama. What was the highest level? The Akedah. And if you look at the Akedah, this was anti everything he stood for. Anti everything about Yaakov, about Avraham. Haloderech Avraham ba'olam ha'ila farsi mes Hashem. That what? Aydish eres bidas chasu v'tuva shol makom. Chesed li Avraham. What was the nisayin of Avraham Avinu? Anti chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu always tests us against the grain, against our natural tendencies, because if it was our natural tendencies, it wouldn't be such a nisayin. It would be exactly what we, you know, goes with us. Goes with what we're like. Avram Avinu, yes, he proved that he was an Eved Hashem using his faculties, but then HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to test him bedavka with the opposite. L'chein k'shabah HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'nasos as Avraham v'liros im be'emes hu yarei Elokim hukrach l'nasosu ba'ofan shenire kilu b'nigud yashir u'bekiven ha'hafach v'yibidas ha'chesed. L'dugma, he gives an example. Kishamar HaKadosh Baruch Hu lech lecha be'artzecha molad be'savicha. He had to leave his old father. That was a nisayin for him. Because Avraham Avinu was about chesed, it was about caring. Bevadai, hichiv lo. Liakar ha-nisav al-gari v'ezvah sa Yishmael. He's thrown out. He didn't want to send out Yishmael. It went against what Avram was about. Many of the nisyonos climaxing in the Akedah that was neged komitz Yusuf and neged kolash kafosav, but that was the point. The point was that he had to prove himself against what he stood for. So then Rabbi Yaakov says, v'cheinu adavar eitzel Yaakov avinu. So through Yaakov, kotivo misiuso saldo me'asheker. His whole mahus was against sheker. Ziyuf, v'tiatua, falsification, lying. It was against haya etzlokim, begeder avodah zarah. It was disgusting to him. It's like avodah zarah to him. V'lachein, when Hashem wanted to chetz his dveikus, are you going to serve me with everything? Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded him basically to lie. Lo matza makom yoser hagun lenasoso mimidas haemes ki achshav hukrach Yaakov lifo negin magamas chayiv v'emdaso habilti posheres b'shvil haemes v'chulu. And that was his akedah. Yaakov's akedah was lying and dressing up to get the brachas. That was his akedah. Finally, we come. What about Yitzchak? Halo ma'isa akedah. The akedah for Yitzchak was good. That was exactly following his, he was about din, he was about gvura. That was exactly Yitzchak of, okay, it was an Isayim. But that was following and going along Yitzchak's grain. The Adaraba. Hari Yitzchak misamel es midas hadin v'agvura. Pacha Yitzchak. V'limsaris nafsho akidish Hashem. Hu chelek me'avodaso ashkura regila. So Shaila is, where was Yitzchak's ultimate Isayon? So says Rabbi Yaakov, maybe it didn't happen yet. Ula yesh lahatzia shakeda shayitzchak adayin lo haisa avol hitiye lo asid lavo. The Nisayon of Yitzchak is coming. Shabbos peites quotes our Gemara. What does Yitzchak do here? Chesed. Am Yisrael, come on, Hashem, you could forgive them. That's not Yitzchak. Yitzchak is din. Yitzchak is, you know, exactly following the letter of the law. Says Rabbi Yaakov. No. Says Rabbi Yaakov, "Venira shekana yin isayin gadol Yitzchak, shari kan paul Yitzchak shalom lefi midaso midas hadin ela adaraba mikala avos haya hu ayachid shehimlis baad bnei Yisrael v'kibel alatmo es kol chatosam." Yitzchak accepted all the sins. Shari achshav zayya ratzon Hashem shari halach lavos levakish shanigoria, and only Yitzchak stood up. Yitzchak was able to also go against his grain in order to save Klal Yisrael. Okay, he has a couple of pieces on that piece of Yaakov Avinu. That was his piece that relates to our discussion. Okay, there are a couple of other issues relating to why Yitzchak, but we will leave it at that. Let's continue. Says the Gemara. Third wide line. Amar Reb Chiya bar Abba, Amar Reb Yochanan. Roy haya Yaakov Avinu leireid lemitzrayim bishal shilo'o shel barzel. It was roy for Yaakov Avinu to go down to Mitzrayim, last week's parsha, this week's parsha, right, to go down in chains. Right, there was a gzera. Avram Avinu, Yadoa Tedak, Yeriya Zaracha, you have to go brisman Abbasarim. He was supposed to go down as a slave, as a servant. Elosh eschuso garmalo, but his schuyos were goreen, that he didn't go down like that. He went down, and he had 17 years of relaxation, so to speak, as compared to the rest of his life. Dechsiv, b'chavle adam em shachem, b'avosos ahava. Ve'yelohem, meaning with ropes of a person, I will pull them. Ve'yelohem, kemerime o al chayem, va'at ilav ochil. Good. By the way, there is a famous comment that the Chazon Ish has in Hilchos Shechita, where he talks about the halacha there in Hilchos Shechita about certain types of mumarin. You can't trust their shechita, and if somebody's in a dangerous situation, you don't have to save them. If somebody falls into a pit, moridin, do you put him in the pit? Do you not bring him up from the pit? So Chazon Ish writes in Hilchos Shechita that none of those halachas apply bizman hazeh, because all the mumarim that we have bizman hazeh are tinok shenishbis, are people who never had the experience of realizing what Yadus is about, and what we have to do is aleinu, we have to lakarev, we have to bring them back ba'avosos ha'ahava, with ropes of love. Right, that's the formulation of the Chazon Ish. Where does he get that from? This pasuk right here. This pasuk, avosos ha'ahava, that's what the phrase is in Hosea, in the first of the Treyasar. That's the Chazon Ish's formulation comes from this pasuk. Okay. Says the Mishnah. We are back to Hotsa'ah. Back to this where the end of the previous parak's ended off with issues of Hotsa'ah. We're back to all different Shi'urim, right? This eighth parak and ninth parak a little bit here. We'll talk about all different Shi'urim for items that one carries out. And especially in the next parak, we get into different rules and regulations of Hotsa'ah out of Shi'urim, but Yisodos of the Malacha. Okay. Says the Mishnah. Hamotzi Eitzim. Somebody carries out wood. How much wood does one have to carry out in order to be chayiv? So, as we've mentioned, whenever there are different usages of different items, you go by the most machmir one. As long as they're both common. As long as they're both common, we had before at the beginning of the parak, shchiach and shchiach. As long as they're both common, so you take the most machmir one. So what's the most machmir one? Here, k'di levashel beit sakala. In order to cook a fast cooking egg. As we mentioned before, that of a chicken, the fast cooking egg, a little wood in order to put under the frying pan in order to cook a fast cooking egg. How big is an egg? That's a good question. What do you mean, how big is an egg? An egg is an egg. Egg is an egg. Kibetza. So what's the shear of an egg? Just take out an egg and measure it. So the controversy already started a couple hundred years ago with the Noda B'Yehuda. Actually, let's go back first. The Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Pesach. Hilchos Pesach. If you look in Chazal assume that the shear of a kizayis is half of an egg. An egg is two kizayisim. So the Shulchan Aruch says, shear kizayis is in Hilchos Pesach, because that's where all shiurim come up. You know, matzah and yayin. So there says the Shulchan Aruch, shear kizayis. Yesh omrim tahavi kechatzi beitza. Some say that the shear of a kizayis is half an egg. And the Ramah says, V'yochlanu b'yachad v'lo ma'at ma'at, eat it at once, and not little by little. U'by yirakos, and by vegetables, tzarech l'ma'ich, chalal ha'avir shebein hayarek. Sometimes you have maror, so you have a leaf that's folded up, and you have airspace in between the leaf. Airspace doesn't count in a shear. You have to have all maror. So, says the Ramah, you gotta make sure you get out the air. U'l'sha'ir shear kezayis, by yirakos atzman v'lo ma'avir shebein hayam. Okay, wonderful. So what's wrong? So Chazal say, how do you measure a kezayis? A kezayis is half an egg. The problem is, the Noda B'Yehuda, the Chassam, that's the problem. The Noda B'Yehuda, the Chassam Sofer started making this exciting. The Noda B'Yehuda says that he did measurements, that he did experiments with all of the shiurim of Chazal. What is the shiur of Chala? 43 and a half beitzim. And he thought that the eggs today aren't like the eggs of Talmudic times. The Noda B'Yehuda says this in the Tzlach, in his commentary on Psachim. That's his fattest Masechta. He has a whole volume on Psachim. Maybe he had a special feel for Psachim. So we mentioned the Tzlach, Tzil and Nefesh Chaya. He named his Svarim after his parents. Rabbi Cheska Landau, right, Rav in Prague. His Tshuvas are the Noda B'Yehuda, named after his father. And the Tzlach, Tzil and Nefesh Chaya, named after his mother, Chaya. Right, various Svarim that we have that are named after mothers. The Megillas Esther on the Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Rambam. Nothing to do with Purim. It has to do with Megillas Esther. He named the Sefer after his mother, Esther. Okay. So the Tzlach there. Kufte Zayinim Abeis Im Psachim. He says, Tzarech Ani Lavarer Shir HaKizayis V'Shir HaRavias Masha'ola B'dayti. Let me explain. What's the Shir of Ravias? What's the Shir of HaKizayis? Shenizbarali B'mofes Shehu Shelo Kedivri HaShulchan Aruch. I argue with the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says that Shir Kazayis is a Chatzi Beitza, as we just said, V'yamnam, L'fishin is barely api medida, sh'abeitzas ha-metsuyos ata b'yameinu, hinei ha-beitza ha-shlema bizmaneinu, hu rak Chatzi Beitza, mi beitzim shebahem shiurei ha-Torah. I think today's eggs, says the Noda B'Yehuda, is half the size of the eggs of the Talmud. And whenever it says beitza, you need two beitzim. So if they said kezayis used to be a half a beitza, nowadays a kezayis is a full beitza. Why? Because according to my measurements, he goes through some of the math, he says, you have to say one of two things. Something changed in our time. Either our thumbs are bigger than what was in the days of the Talmud, either our thumbs are bigger or our eggs are smaller. And says the Noda B'Yehuda, our thumbs aren't bigger. Yiridas Hadoros, we're getting smaller. than what was. V'yadua, we might be living longer, but we're getting smaller. V'yadua, sha'adoros holchim umisma'atim, v'i efshar sha'agodo shalanu gadol, yosir mi'agodol sha'i b'meichach me'ashas, v'yakach ha'chabezer v'zvadenu nizmatu, v'lochein animas here, sha'al paint kemach, yikach ha'chala b'li bracha. If you're using a pint, without a bracha. Kilo basi lohakel shira, I'm not being mako. You should be mako without a bracha. But to make a bracha, I will bracha lo yabarach ba shiya shnei pint kemach. Mechukim uma yoser. V'kiva shenispar shabitav zon niskatnu, imkein shir kizayis hu chati beitza hu kibetza shalanu. Right, it's like a full beitza. U'kazeh asha'er b'achilas matzah u'maror b'chol shiurei ha'torah. That's where the whole discussion about bigger shiurim starts with the Sod of Yehuda. Other sources, but the Sod of Yehuda made it famous that he requires it to be bigger. The Chasam Sofer as well writes like the Sod of Yehuda that the shiurim he thinks has gotten smaller. So that is when we talk about an egg, what is an egg? The Mishnah Berurah right here, back in the Hilchas Pesach, Vida. Who's he quoting? He's quoting the Nodeb Yehuda. Sheochichu, the Beit HaMsuyim b'zmaneinu niskanu harbe. Avomechza v'chulu. V'yayin Shari Tshuva, and the Shari Tshuva says, well, Doraisa d'Rabbanan. When we're talking about Shiurim Doraisa, like Kiddush on Friday night. Well, even the wine is not Doraisa Friday night. Kiddush is Doraisa Friday night. But let's assume that once the Rabbanan told me to do Kiddush on wine, that integrates into the mitzvah Doraisa of Kiddush Friday night, and that is the status of the Doraisa. So Kiddush on Friday night, and matzah, all of that is Doraisa. So we'd be machmer by the Shiurim. But Maror Bisman Hazeh, which is the Rabbanan, or Kiddush Shabbos morning, or Rov Haposkim Lechem Mishnah, assuming Lechem Mishnah is a mitzvah d'Rabbanan, by all of those, we'd be able to be Mekel. That's the Shari Tshuva's Chilek. Anything that's Chiyuva Men HaTorah, whatever Shiyuva d'Rabbanan, Kibish Amar B'zman HaZev, Afi Komen V'Kosos, V'Nifza Zez B'zmanenu, Yizchai Lechol Matzah, Ashir Kebetza, U'Maror Yaseh B'Di'evet, Af Im Lo'acha Rakishlish Betza. V'chulu, and he continues, and you look here, the Bir HaLacha doesn't say anything here, but the Bir HaLacha talks about this in Ilchas Kiddush. That's where his big discussion is had, in Simen Reish Ayin Aleph. That's where he discusses Shiurim. Okay, let's continue. Okay, not all the machlokas are Shiurim about the eggs. Right, we know that there's discussions of the Chazon Ish and Rav Chaim Noah about a tefach and about Amos. That's another machlokas. Again, everything is discussed. Okay, back to our Mishnah. So how much wood in order to cook an egg? In order to cook an easily cooking egg. Tavlin. How many spices to carry out? Kedila tavel be'akala. In order to spice up be'akala as well. Ubistar from zen, all spices combined with each other. If I carry about a pinch of this and a pinch of that, a little bit of this, that's good enough. Klifei agozim, klifei rimonim, the peels of nuts and pomegranates, which were used as dyes. Used as dyes. Istisupua, other types of dyes, tilitzvoa bohen beged katan pisvacha, in order to dye and to color a little piece of a garment that attaches to the head covering of a woman. Meiraglayim, neser, uboris, kamunya ve'eshlag, these are all cleansing elements. Even meiraglayim, they used to use meiraglayim for cleaning purposes. Tilachabes beged katan pisvacha, in order to clean and live that piece of beged. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, even smaller. If you remember back in Maseches Nida, the Mishnah described how does one check if something is blood or if something is just a stain of something else. There was a procedure to put 7 different liquids and materials on a kesem in a specific order. So all these listed were those part of some of those materials. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. No, even less than these. Whatever is used to check a kesem to see if it is a damnida or not. So that is the shear for it. It is significant for that shear. Tanina chadazimna. Ask the Gemara. Didn't we learn the shear for wood earlier? Why? We had earlier kane, a reed, which also grows from the ground, which is like a wood-like substance, k'delasos kolmes. If it's straight and not broken, then the shear is in order to use it as a kolmes, as a writing utensil. Imhaya av omarusas, but if it is thick or broken, so it cannot be used as a writing utensil, k'delavashal beitzakala shebeveitzin, enough to cook an egg, terufa unisuna beofis. that it's already in the pot, it's already has oil in it and ready to be cooked. Right, so enough wood in order to use for that, enough reed to use for that. So a broken reed is like wood. They're both used for fuel. So we learned it earlier in the Mishnah Daf Pei. So what do you need to repeat it here? So Gemara says, no, ma detema, you might have thought, hasamu delo chazil amidi, over there. It's not where if you have a broken reed, what else is it good for? So that's why you go by the shear of fuel, of a eitzim, but if you have a real piece of strong wood, it's not broken, a tiny little piece, the chazil kachadak lida, that even though it's tiny, maybe it could be used for the tooth of a key. We had this before. It's even a smaller amount than using it for the fuel. The afil kol shehu. Kamash malan, we say that, no, the wood only goes by this shear. That's why it is repeated to emphasize that to us.
You didn't say it was
grogeris of the
beitzah?
A grogeris of the beitzah, but that's still bigger than this shear. You're right. The Gemara said earlier, lavashal, beitzah means to cook a grogeris of a beitzah, kala, but that's still bigger than this shear of a kachadak lida. Tavlin, kedela tavel be'akala, spices, enough to spice up, you would say, a grogeris of a be'akala. V'ramenu, but didn't we learn in a Mishnah in Maseches Arla, tavlin, shnayim v'gimel shemos, mimin echad, tavlin, what is the status of Arla, status of Iser? Two or three shemos, mimin echad. Rashi said, we'll go with Rashi's pshat of this Gemara, Tosas argues, but Rashi's pshat is, this means different types of pepper, white pepper and long pepper and black pepper, mimin echad, all from one type of pepper, mishlosha minim, or from different types of items. Rashi takes out the next two words, asurin, all of these are asur, umitztarfim zemzeh, and they combine with each other. Tosas, two deas here. Do they even combine le'inyin malchus or just le'inyin carbon? Tosas, those two deas, not for now. But then the Gemara adds the question for us now, b'yamar chizkia, b'mine mesika shanu. We're talking about types of spices that sweeten and affect the dish. However, u'yin l'mate kadera. Because they can all combine to make it a tasty dish, that's why they could combine. So we're medayik. Taima de chaz l'mate kasa kadera. The only reason they combine is because they could sweeten the dish. Halav achilo. But if they cannot sweeten the dish, then not. So our Mishnah has no limitations on the spices combining with each other. And this Mishnah in our law says no. There are limitations. It has to be all roi to be mamatik the kadera. So the Gemara answers, okay, the Mishnah doesn't say explicitly otherwise, so put the limitation of the Mishnah in Arva also here for the Mishnah in Shabbos. Asks the Ramban, how are we comparing Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Arva? Maybe there's different shiurim. When you're dealing with carrying something out, maybe there's more flexibility in how you could combine it. When you're dealing with Arla and Machalas Asuros, so then you could say they have to be combinable in order to affect the pot. But for Hilchos Shabbos, maybe there's more flexibility in the standards for combining. Kashali says the Ramban, Mi Dami Isurachilo Otsa Shabbos. Hasam Kol Shnei Minim Lo Mitztarfin. There, two Minim are not Mitztarif. Hacha Kol Shiur and Shabbat. All foods are Mitztarif. Well, foods are mistar, if we said before. You have very different foods. So how can you compare them? Says the Ramban, no. You're right, that's about foods. Foods can combine because they're all inherently valuable and significant. So they're all food. A spice? What's a spice good for? A spice isn't good to eat plain. Nobody eats plain spices. A spice is all about what it could do. Doesn't have significance inherently. That's why, says the Ramban, it's similar. You can't just say, you know, what it's right to carry out for. We've had in the past already. You know, if I carry one thing out, if I have three different purposes to use it for, it'll have three different shiurim. So too, says the Ramban, here, you're right, all foods could combine, but it doesn't mean automatically all spices could combine. V'ikal ameimar, bish l'maba ochlin, sheshi'urin kegrogeres, bebrei shekach shirachila, l'shabes v'shi'urin me'atzman. Dinu sheitztarfel, and you know it's all. Delo azlina basar shma v'taima b'hotza'a. Aval elu she'in chayavan aleim, el bebrei she'in ru'uyim l'tabel, im ein be'echad mehem shir b'fe'atzmo, hechitztarfel, afle'in you know it's all. Ein kan kedil l'tavel beitza. That they wouldn't be able to fulfill the purpose. So that's why you have to have enough in order to fulfill the purpose. Right? That's the Ramban's important question, but important answer why we would say that you can compare. The Sfas-Emes also has interesting permutations of this question. What about if you have spices that go in the opposite directions? What if you have one spice that's a sweetener and one spice that's a, you know, very charif? You know, do all of them combine because they ultimately could do something to this mavushal cooked item? He doesn't answer that. He just wonders. He says, or what if you have spices that aren't equal in their charifus? If you have ukechati zayis mizem etavel kamo kizayis meyasheni, right? He goes through all different permutations, exactly types of spices that can combine. Okay, we continue now. Third line. Says the Gemara, klife egozim uklife rimonim stisu puach tilitzvah beged katam. All of these dyes, dyeing materials, in order to color a small beged. V'raminhi, says the Braisa, hamotzi samanim shiruyim. We had this earlier, discussion similar to this earlier. If somebody carries out soaked spices already, right, how they make spices, they used to soak them in water, and then the water got very red, or whatever color. Soak spices, the shear is much smaller, in order to put on a dugma for an ira. What does that mean? When a seller of garments wanted to show you a certain color, he had a little swatch on a little pointy stick that was used for weaving. So that swatch, that's the size, the color of that little swatch. So it is a much smaller shear. So Gemara says no. Like we had earlier, Amar of Nachman, Amar Rabba Baravua, Levishain Adam Toreach, Lishro Samamanim, Litzvaba, and Dugma Leira. There's a big difference between raw materials for the dyes versus already soaked dye. Raw materials for the dye, nobody's gonna carry out one pomegranate peel. You know, that's not significant. But if it's already soaked, so every little bit of the finished product is significant. So there's different shiurim for the raw materials and the finished products for hotzah. Mei raglayim, tana, mei raglayim. So the girsa here is under controversy. Our girsa is ad ben mem yom. Rashi kates out ben, he just says ad mem yom. The shaila is mei raglayim good for usage up until 40 days, or only after 40 days? That's a machlokas. Tosfos here has 2 days about the girsa. Tosfos likes the girsa of ad mem yom. He feels that up till 40 days it's good, but after that it just becomes putrid, and it's not going to be good for using to be maver the kesem. Okay, different days. Neser, tana, neser, Alexandri's flow neser, an pantarin, certain type of soap that we're talking about here, Alexandrus, that's the shear of our Mishnah. But on Pantarin has a different shear. Boris, Amar of Yehuda Zechol. Boris is sand. V'hatanya ha-boris v'hachol. The Brisa says them as two things. Ela my boris kavrisa. No, sulfur. That's what it means. That's the cleansing element that boris is. Meisve, can it really be? Meisve, the Brisa says, regarding Kedushas Shvius, Hosifu Alein, Hachalbitzin, Vahale'inunin, Vahaboris, Vahaohel. They were Mosef, Chazar Mosef, these four items that have Kedushas Shvius, Visakada the Kavriyasa, and if you say Boris, which is on the list, is sulfur, does that have Kedushas Shvius? Kavriyasa, Miisa, Bishvius? Does it have Kedushas Shvius, Vatanya? The Brisa says, Zaklal. What is Kedushas Shvius? Rabbi Hashem, Rabosai, we're in the fifth year of Shvius, 2 more years. Kosha yeshlo ikar yeshlo shvius. Anything that has roots has kedushas shmita. V'she'ein lo ikar ein lo shvius. And sulfur does not have roots. So how can you say that boris, which was added on to kedushas shvius, is kavriyasa? So Gemara says, okay, elamai boris, another try, ahala. Boris is ahala, which is another type of soap. V'yotanya v'aboris v'ha'ala. It's listed as two in the braisa. So trey gavni ahala. Okay, two different types of ohel. And that's what it's meant. Kimun kimulya amr of Yehuda shlofduts, another type of material. Eshlog amr Shmuel shaltinu l'chol nuchusa yama. Yes, all of those who go down to the sea. The amruli shoshana shemei. It's shoshana. That's another name for eshlog. Umishtakach benukva demarganisa. It's found in pearls, in the holes of pearls. V'umafkile, you get it out. Baramsa de parzla with a metal instrument. Okay, that's how you get out the material. Next on the list. Pilpeles kolshehu. Pilpeles. Pepper, we would call it. Rashi says it is not our pepper. Eno pilpel shalanu, some type of vegetable or spice, kalshu, any type of little kalshu is powerful enough. The itron, we've had itron in this besefta before. Back in the second parak, you're not allowed to use itron, or can you, for havakas neiros, because it's foul smelling. The itron, remember we had the case, right, the yetze, or the machlokas dafchafe, in terms of havakas neiros, is it a problem if somebody just walks out after they use itron? So the itron kalshu, also itron, any tiny amount, is significant. The Gemara will talk about what it's used for. Mine besamim umine matris kalshehen. Types of besamim, or metals, kol shehein, also, any little bit is significant. May avne ha-mizbeach, a little bit from the mizbeach. Umei afar ha-mizbeach, any type of dust from the mizbeach. Mekek svarim, umekek mitzbechoseihem. We'll see in the Gemara that mekek is a worm that eats through material. Eats through svarim, eats through, and it leaves a kind of, it makes it all ruined and moldy. So all of that mold and dirt, kol shehu, all of that also has kedusha, and therefore any carry any of that amount is a kol shehu, something goes on, because all of that requires geniza. All of that has to be buried. And that is why any little bit of a ruined sefer, or a moldy sefer, unusable, still has kedusha, and therefore it's chayev geniza. It's chayev geniza. If you look in the Hagos HaShri, right here, on the Rush, he says, "Mashma to call davar habav mikedusha afa pishen is kalkel v'lo chazi lamilsei taun geniza." Anything that was had kedusha, it still has, doesn't lose its kedusha. If you have a mezuzah that gets totally waterlogged and ruined, and you can barely read it, you have to bury it. Doesn't lose its kedusha just because it's pasul. Just because it once something was a davar shebe kedusha, tashmishe kedusha, so it has a kedusha. What exactly requires Genizas. I saw last night, I was just doing some research, Seamus.org. Seamus.org. It's a beautiful article, about 30, 40 pages. I didn't get to read the whole thing. In terms of different types of what is Seamus, what is not Seamus. In general, we say Tashmishe Kedusha versus Tashmishe Mitzvah. And that is anything that was connected to the Ksav of Torah. Anything that was connected to a Sefer Torah, a Tefillin, a Mezuzah. Anything. Not only the cloth, including the covers, including the bags, including... Everything is connected, right? So that has the Atzei Chaim of the Torah, right? That requires Geniza. The question is, once you get a couple steps removed, what about the cover of the Bima? The cover of the Bima never touches the Torah, really. It touches the Atzei Chaim, which holds the Torah. What about, the plastic cover, which is around the bag, which is around the tefillin? What if you also have a talus in there? So, again, these are all important shilas, but anything directly connected to Tashmishe Kedusha has a chiyuv of Geniza. Anything connected to Tashmishe Mitzvah does not, Me'ikar Adin. Tzitzis, shofar, lulav, none of that has to be buried. So the question is, what about L'charchila? I didn't get to finish reading it. So L'charchila, is it good to put tzitzis in Seamus? Or do I say no? No. If I put something in Seamus that's not Seamus, that's undermining the whole kedusha of what's put in Seamus. So it's a chumra that might be lead to a kula. So you can't just say, I'll throw it in Seamus. No. Anything connected to the Ksav of Torah, which by the way includes Divrei Torah. Divrei Torah doesn't have to be the Divrei Torah on cloth. Divrei Torah. Somebody has a Divrei Torah. Any type of pasuk on an invitation. We mentioned in the past. That's why it's not a good idea to put a pasuk on an invitation. We should make up a pasuk, right? We should make a half a pasuk, right? Na'ala Yerushalayim al Rosh Simchasi. That's not a pasuk. The pasuk is A'ala. So if you make up a pasuk, that's also good. But to put a real pasuk, that's a problem, because then you're relying on everybody else to put it in Seamus, put it in Geniza, and that would be a problem. I just saw in the Chashuke Chemed, he discusses what happens if you have a yarmulke. You have a yarmulke, he says, somebody asked him, there's a yarmulke that says on it, Tzadik HaTamar Yifrach Eretz Lavanon Yiskeh. Because he wants to give a bracha to his kids. So that's the pasuk. So are you being overlifted either? The kid's going to walk into the bathroom with his yarmulke on. Right? Is there an issue? He says, Are you cutting for Kibazush Arosh LeBeis HaKisei? And can you return it to the store? Because it's a Mekach Tos. Because you didn't realize. You have this, you knew it, but you didn't know the halacha. You can't walk into the bathroom. So he says, first of all, harok min lano gukedin. He says, the people who embroidered this pasuk on it acted shlo kedin, says Rav Zilberstein. They shouldn't have done it. Why? Because it's at least gray area. But he says, I can find two kulas. Number one, they didn't have any kavana in mind that this should have kedusha. They didn't have it in mind. Is that true? That's true, they wanted it to be the pasuk, but they added it as the bracha. They wanted the kid to ulai efshalomer shapasuk lo nasil lamatar as limud kiim lekishut v'lochein ein lo kedusha. It's possible. Right, we spoke about this already when we spoke a couple of weeks ago about the psukim, this whole line of jewelry which has psukim on it about putting having to put it into one shirt. Number one. Number two is, well, the gadol isn't taking it into the bathroom. It's the katan that's taking it into the bathroom. Do I have a chiyuv to prevent my child from going into the bathroom? Well, that gets into the sugya of ma'achilin, right? Isser lekatan, which comes up as on the bottom of today's amud base. But, so is it my chiyuv? Katan ochel nevelos, mitzuvin lafrisha, mitzuvin lafrisha. So what is the isser of just walking into the bathroom with this? So he says, maybe it's similar to that case. We pass it by Nisad Rabban and Yonath Rimafreshim. Maybe here is different because you have a chiyuv. Here it's not just the kanduin and aveira. There's an issue of the pasuk itself, the chefsa, not just the gavra. So maybe you should have to be worried. So this is his discussion. Lechanchila, he definitely seems to say that it could be an issue, and therefore one has to be careful about it. But that has to do with Matzinias on the Gonzon. Fine. Last line of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Hamotzi Mishamshi Avodah Zarah Kol Shehu, also somebody who's motzi something about Avodah Zarah, even any tiny amount is chayiv. Why? Because you have to get rid of any tiny little amount. Even a tiny amount of Mishamshi Avodah Zarah is aser b'hana'ah, and therefore any tiny amount carried out is a problem. Fine. Gemara. You have to get rid of it, right? You have a chiyuv shakes to shaksenu. You have a chiyuv to destroy the avodah zarah. But any tiny can't destroy. You can't destroy an avodah zarah. You can't burn it on Shabbos, right? That's this is the raisa. Pilpeles kol shula maichazia. What's a little pilpeles good for? L'reach hapeh, bad breath. So any tiny little amount is good. Itron kol shula maichazia. A little bit of itron maichazia litzil chasa. It's good. They used to use itron to wipe a little bit on for a headache. If you take something out for bad breath, any tiny amount. Shemen tov, if you take a little good oil out, also to smell good, kol shehu. Argamon, purple dye, kol shehu. Ubisulas averet achas, even one little petal of a rose, also is ra'ui, and therefore you're going to be chayiv. Mini matzis kol shehu, any little bit of metal, l'may chazi, what's it good for? Tani, Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, Shekein Roy, Lasos Vimena, Darvan Katan. You can put a little piece of metal on the goad that you use for the oxen, and that's why it's good even for a tiny amount. Tani, Rabbanon, Ha'omer, Harialai Barzel. If somebody says, I promise to give some metal to the base of Mikdash, how much does he have to give? Acherim omrim lo yifchos me ama al ama. You have to have at least an ama by an ama piece. L'maychazia, what can that be used for in the Beis HaMikdash? Amar Yosef l'kalia orev. The roof of the Beis HaMikdash had pointy metal on it, so birds wouldn't sit there and dirty up the roof. So that's what this little piece of metal could be used for. Vika da amre, acherim omrim, or others say just the opposite order. First, acherim said lo yifchos b'kalya orev. They have to give at least enough for a kalya orev. Vekama, amre Yosef, ama al ama. That's as much as it is. Nechoshes lo yifchos b'ma'a kesef. If I promise to give copper to the Beis HaMikdash, I have to give a little, at least, ma'a of kesef. Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer, omer lo yifchos mitzinora katana shon nechoshes. A little pipe of copper. L'maychazia, amr abaya, shemachatatin ba, es apsilo, so mekanchen aneiris. You would use it as a sticky thing in order to clean out the candles in the menorah. A little piece of a pointy metal pipe, that would be good to use. Mekak, saramu mekak mitzvachos, amr abiyuda, mekak desifri, the worm that goes through books. Tchach deshirai. These are all different types of worms, but they are for different materials. Tchach is the worm that goes through silk. The ila, the one that goes through the envy, grapes. Upeh, the tani, of figs. The he, the rimoni, pomegranates. Kolu sakanta, they're all very dangerous to eat. Hahu talmida davi yasakami de Rabbi Yochanan. There was a student sitting in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Haviko achel teini, he was eating a fig. Armele Rabbi, koti ish b'teinim. As he was eating it, he says, Rabbi, there's thorns in here. There's thorns in this fig. Armele Rabbi Yochanan realizes he was eating this worm instead of eating the thorn, and he says, Katla Peladain. Sorry, this thing just killed my student, right? Because he was eating it. Eftachashuke Chemed, what is the story doing here? What do we learn from this story? We know it's dangerous. What? It's really dangerous, right? And also, number two, why didn't Rabbi Yochanan try to save him? Okay, he's just sitting back. What did he try to save him for? So, Lama Hitzel Rabbi Yochanan, Tamito, Sheyashav Lefanov. Right? What, and not only consciously, what about subconsciously? Remember the story of Maseches Makis, that Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi was sitting and a lion ate somebody three parsos away from Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, and Eliyahu HaNavi didn't come talk to him for 3 days, because his chuyot should have been strong enough in order to save the guy eaten by the animal, three parsos away. Says Rabbi Zilberstein, Ulai Efshal Yashiv, maybe the Talmud brought it upon himself. Rabbi Yochanan was giving him shir, and he was stuffing his face. He was snacking while Rabbi Yochanan was giving shir? Okay, we could snack while Raz was giving shir. That's fine. But Rabbi Yochanan was giving shir. You're eating in the Rabbi Yochanan was giving shir. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Ein divrei Torah miskaimin b'lom d'mitoch achila v'shasiya." And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan didn't say anything. Kichila b'fiv v'satorah ba'achlo teinim k'shelo haya pikuach nefesh. And that's the midah k'neged midah. Katlaso peh. His peh was what killed him. Midah k'neged midah. Huach ha'b'fiv v'lachen ha'tolas b'shem peh. Okay, and also maybe the Talmud was poshea for not checking for worms. Okay. Anyway, that is the Rav Zilberstein. Vayter, hamotzi kubas arochlin. If somebody takes out a box of spices, you have a whole box. Imagine like what we have, a box of teas with all different teas in it. So let's say you have something like that with spices in it. So that's looked at as how many units? What if some of the spices are already over the border? But some of the spices are not over the border. So amotzi ochlin, aval bishiish baminim harbe ino chayav alachatas achas. If you bring the whole thing out, you're chayav one chatas, even though there are many different spices in there. It's one unit. Zerune gina, if you carry out seeds, pachas mikagrogoris, a little less than a grogoris is significant enough. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira omer chamisha, even five seeds is already significant. Zera kishuin shnayim. Zera kishurin are even two seeds to plant cucumbers. Zera diluin shnayim. Two seeds for a gourd. Zera pola mitzri shnayim. Because all these, you could plant singular seeds and the vegetables can come out. Chag of chaitar. Carrying out a live kosher grasshopper. Kol shehu. Any tiny little grasshopper, even if it's very small, even if it's less than a grogoris, right? Grogoris is the amount that's for food. But here, even a tiny amount, as we'll see why. Maize, a dead kosher grasshopper, can grogoris, because then it's food. Then it's food. Kosher grasshoppers, right? With the chazar over the sefer Karnei Chagavim, by Chaim Knievsky, all about grasshoppers. Tziporis krumim, this is also a type of grasshopper. Bein chaya, bein mesa, kolshu. These, even a dead one, a kolshu, shemasniyas al refuah, because it's used for refuah, and therefore you take the more machmir shir. Rabbi Yehuda omer, afa mosi chagav chaitame kolshu. Rabbi Yehuda says, even if you carry out a non-kosher live grasshopper, any tiny amount. Why? Shemasniyas al lakatun lislokbo. Because it's used for toys. Kids love to play with grasshoppers. Right? So that's why, you know, Rabbi Yehuda says, even carrying out a non-kosher one. Gemara, Varamini, is it really true what we said before, that seeds, even a whole candle's worth, a whole bunch together, zevel v'chol adak dilazava kelashel kruv, div Rabbi Akiva, you see from there, zevel and chol adak, in order to fertilize even one stalk of cabbage, shiver bikiva, chamor mekdila zava kresha, one leek. So why in our Mishnah does it say seeds? You have to have a bunch of seeds to carry out. You see, even one is significant. Says the Gemara, as we said earlier, Amrav Papa, hadazaria hadalozaria. No, if you have one seed, nobody's going to plant one seed. You need a bunch of seeds to be significant to plant. Once something grows, then even one thing is significant. Lafisha in Adam Tarech, Lahotzi Nima, Achas Lizria. Zerakishuin, Tanar Abanan, Hamotzi Garinin, if somebody carries out seeds, Imlinatiya, if the Kavana is to plant them, Shtayim, so then, two, because two is significant to plant, Imlachila, if you want to eat them, Kamala Pichazir, like the amount that would fill the mouth of a chazir. Not that a Jew would have a chazir, he's not allowed to do business with a chazir. Tosa says, maybe he's going to give it to a guy. He's going to give it to a guy, but Yisrael is obviously not allowed to be Megadol Chazirim. The Gemara says it explicitly at the end of Perek Meruba. V'kama malo pi chazir. How much is that? Achas, even one seed. Imla hesik, if you're taking out the seeds to use for fuel, for firewood. Tilavasho be'akala, be'tzakala. Imla cheshbon, if you want to use it because your son has math homework. And you want to use seeds in order to help him do his math homework? Shtayim. Acherim omrim chamesh. Five. Taner Rabanan. They didn't have calculators, right? They had the other different types of what? Hibiscus, right, they had. Tanur Rabbanan, Hamoti Shnei Nimin, Mizanav Asosi, Mizanav Aparav. Somebody carries out two hairs of a tail of a horse or a cow. Chayiv, even two hairs. Shematznir Osan L'Nishpin, because they used to use that as nets. As nests to trap animals, they used to use single hairs of tails of horses and cows. Miksha Shel Chazir, if somebody uses the pointy type of hair that a pig has, Achas, even one of them is significant, because it's, again, it's used for sewing. Tsuri dekel shtayim. The leaves of a palm tree, even two. Tore dekel achas. The vines, even one. So different usages, significance of each singular item. Tziporis kromim bechayim emesa kol shehu. The tziporis kromim, even a dead one, kol shehu. My tziporis kromim, what is that? Amar apila biari. Right, a type of grasshopper. Amar abai umishtakach v'dikla techad nevara. It's found by palm trees that are very young, that only has one vine wrapped around it. As they get bigger, they get more vines growing, but it's found by young palm trees. Va'avdi la l'chuchma, and they used to use it, they used to eat these grasshopper for wisdom. It was a school of chachma. Achale lapalga di amina, they used to eat the right side of the grass, they used to cut it in half, lengthwise. They used to eat, it just seems gross to us because we don't eat them. But like, you know, people who have never eaten chicken before might think that's also. And people who never eat, so it's just, we're just not used to it. Right. Achale, I'm not saying that I would eat one, but we're just not used to it. Achale paga di amina. Right. So you take half of it, the right half. Upaga the smaller ramele b'gufsa the nechasha. And you seal up the left half in a sealed copper bottle. The small, v'chasim la b'shis and gushpanki. And you seal it with 60 seals. V'talio la b'ever the smaller. And you hang it on your left arm. V'simanech, leif hacham li mino, v'leif ksil the smaller. Right, the right and the left. That's the pasuk. That's the illusion. They have to eat the right one. The chacham kama deboy. And after you eat that, you basically can figure out any difficult Rebbe Akiva Eiger that you want. Right, any or chachma can come to you. The gamar kama deboy. Learn whatever you want. But don't forget to then eat the other half. The ilo meyakar talmudo. Because if you don't eat the other half, then you're going to forget all of your learning. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, if somebody forgets their learning, they're chay misa. That's a little disheartening, a little depressing for us. If you forget a little bit of your learning. So, 2 points. Number one, we mentioned earlier in the week, when we discussed Maimon Har Sinai, the second Luchos, the Hakdama of Rav Shimon Shkap. It was Shabbos' daf, where he discusses, but Moshe Rabbeinu realized that it wouldn't be good for us to learn something once and remember it, because then we wouldn't have to be Moser Nefesh of the Torah. So we dafka have to have Luchos Shnios. We have to have, Moshe Rabbeinu saw that, you know, the Klai Yisrael cannot survive Luchos Rishonos. Etzba Elokim. Right, but it has to be written by Psalacha. And part of, when we forget something, that's part of the Bria. Moshe Rabbeinu realized that we have to forget when we learn in order for us to be forced to learn it again and again. That's the purpose of the world. That's not Dumber of Shimon Shkap. But also, we have to remember, we mentioned many years ago, I don't think so recently, the Brisker Rav's thought, the Griz on Parshas Voeschanan, who says that Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, that if you forget something, your Chayim Misa does not apply Bizman Hazeh. It applied at a time when Torah Shebal Peh was being passed down Bal Peh. That's when if I forgot something, so then it was lost from the Mesorah forever. But post-Mishnah, post-Gemara, when I forgot it. It's not good to forget it. But if I forget something, it's just my personal forgetting. It's not that something was lost in the chain of the Mesorah. Mischayev Benafsha only applies to the earlier generations when Torah Shebal Peh was really Torah Shebal Peh. Period. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Hamotzi V'chulu. V'Tanakama Savar Lo. And Tanakama argues and said, Rabbi Yehuda says, if you carry out a live non-kosher grasshopper, it's a kol shehu. Tanakama says, no. My time, a why? Dama Achale. Tanakama says, no, you don't buy your kids non-kosher grasshoppers, because they're going to eat them. So, Ihachi Tar Nami. But then, so what? Even a live one. To Rav Kahana, Havikom Kamid Rav. Even Rav Kahana was sitting in front of Rav. Havikom Aver Shushiba Apume. He passed one of these kosher grasshoppers next to his mouth. Amalei Shakle. And he said, wait, watch out. To the Lemer, Mechal Kakale. You might take a bite out of it. You're not going to eat it when it's alive. Vikavar Mishum Balta Shaksu Asnaf Shosechem. So, how can you even give, Rabbi Yehuda says, if you're worried about non-kosher grasshoppers, even kosher grasshoppers I'd be worried about. Ella, what's the only issue? Dilma Mais Vachalei. The only issue is we're worried that after it dies, he might come eat it. Rabbi Yehuda imayis katan misfeit safilei. Psychology. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. If the grasshopper dies, the katan's not going to eat it. The katan's going to make a hespit for it. Right? The children are very, very emotionally connected to their pets. A child, they're going to want to bury it, they're going to want to give it a hespid. If he says, you don't have to worry that the child is going to come eat the grasshopper. Rashi here discusses, we're worried that he might eat it. Why are we worried that he might eat it? Bal Tashaksu Pashas is a Issa Rabbanan. And we hold that Katan Hoch on the Veilos Ein Metzuvin Lafrisho by Yisrael Drabbanan. Right? So maybe Ein Metzuvin Lafrisho. Rashi says, no, but we still don't give it to them. Rashi says, even though we're not gonna stop them, but we're not gonna feed it to them in the first place. That's Rashi. If you look in the Maloha Haroim here, the Maloha Haroim in the back says, this Gemara shouldn't be viewed as, in terms of specific halacha, mutter, aser. The issue is, are people gonna give it to their kids, lamaisa? So it doesn't have significance in terms of hotza'ah. That's the issue behind Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham Amir. It's not about whether it's mutter, even if something's mutter. If somebody won't do it, you're not going to be chai for carrying it out mishamotza. The issue is not one specifically of Isser the Heter. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Adon Lacham Rabbi Akiva. Brother Shem, next time we get into Perek HaMatznia. Perek HaMatznia. Okay, Mitzvah Shir, by the way. Those who follow, we're starting today Parshas B'Ha'aloscha. B'Aloscha. We finished Naso, Mitzvah 380. Those who want to join us in the Mitzvah Shir, feel free to start with number one. But feel free.